From KQED.
From KQED Arts, I'm Cy Musiker with The Duelist.
And I'm Alon Holt, playwright and associate director at Stanford's Institute for Diversity in the Arts.
Good morning and welcome, Alon. Welcome back. The recovery is just beginning for folks in Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties. And we're highlighting ways to support the arts and raise funds for the North Bay. And just as a for instance, the Napa Valley Film Festival is going ahead despite the fires. Brenda Lormer is a co-founder, and she told me how she and the staff made that decision a few days ago.
We sat around the table, lots of tears in our eyes, and said, what do we do? And we all said, we think the community is going to need this more than ever, but we need to take the next 2 days to assess. Are our partners safe? Are they okay? And every single one of our venues and partners was fine. It was amazing. So we took a big sigh and we said, we got to do this.
That's Brenda Lormer with the Napa Valley Film Festival. And they're donating 10% of all sales to fire relief and donating 1,000 tickets to those who've lost their homes.
And to those who have lost their homes and have otherwise been personally affected by the fires, we affirm your resilience and we support you during this process of mourning. We support you, we support you, we support you.
I'm getting goosebumps now. That's the Festive Overture by Shostakovich. It's the opening piece for concerts this weekend by the Santa Rosa Symphony, which also is resuming programming despite the tragedy in the North Bay. And they're dedicating the rest of the season to first responders and those who've lost their homes in the fires. They all qualify for free tickets to any of the season's concerts.
It's amazing how much the arts are about supporting community. Here's Kayleen Asbo, the symphony historian, in a YouTube video.
This particular program is one that explores the power of music to heal and to transform. I like to call it the light in the darkness.
Asbo produced that video weeks ago, but it is more timely than ever.
Mei Ann Chen conducts the Santa Rosa Symphony at Weill Hall at the Green Music Center in concerts November 4th. That's Saturday through Monday, November 6th. And one other fundraiser we want to mention, the theater company Word for Word is presenting How a Mountain Was Made, a performance of California Indian folktales written by Greg Saris. And Greg Saris lives up in Sonoma County. That's on November 11th at Z Space in San Francisco. And this Word for Word production is a benefit for North Bay Fire Relief. Some music now from the Asian American Orchestra. That's Anthony Brown leading the Asian American Orchestra in a piece by Duke Ellington. They recorded that a few years ago, and they're premiering a brand new work from Brown called Go for Broke. And some of you may know that was the motto of the 442nd Infantry during World War II. This was a unit made up of Japanese American soldiers who volunteered to serve even though their families were imprisoned in U.S. internment camps.
And this has been Anthony Brown's life work, to play jazz and to highlight the untold stories of Asian Americans through history. Go for Broke is starring the wonderful Brenda Wong Aoki, who has an incredible voice, and also stars her husband, who is an amazing bass and show player, Mark Izu.
The Asian American Orchestra, led by Anthony Brown, performs Go for Broke at the Officers Club at the Presidio tonight, Friday, November 3rd, and also on Saturday, November 11th. Back at the Presidio again as part of its free Veterans Day ceremonies honoring Nisei vets. And Nisei are second-generation Japanese Americans who served in the armed forces. Another timely event now, a Day of the Dead opera.
Chaos shakes the nation tonight as skeletons from around the globe come out of closets in mass demonstration on the nation's capital for the so-called Day Without a Skeleton.
That's a taste of Una Opera Muerta, a Day of the Dead opera directed and conceived by John Jota Leaños. And he's an animator and filmmaker. And that was a sugar skull, by the way, in a cartoon reading the news in that excerpt we played. And Leaños told me he's using video and live songs and dance from Chicano folk culture to stage the opera.
We're in these borderlands, in this decolonial mixed scene, and we get all of these influences and try to make sense of it.
Leaños is bringing in mariachi and son jarocho music, and a way to create this intervention almost that goes against the historical silencing of non-white viewpoints. So it's an incredible comedic night of theater.
Yeah, Imperial Silence, Una Opera Muerta, is at Brava for Women in the Arts in San Francisco this evening, Friday, November 3rd. And now here's a really diverse festival of literature and performance from Matatu. That's an Oakland arts producer that deserves more attention, including a reading by Cuban-Jamaican poet Aja Monet.
And that was Aja Monet, and she is a part of the Matatu Festival, where she'll be reading from her newest collection of poetry, My Mother Was a Freedom Fighter.
Matatu is a five-year-old group that puts on lectures and performances, and I love this mission of theirs. Their events are designed to enhance empathy, and I can't think of a better reason to make art.
And they're doing some amazing art, Sai. Another one of their events is Octavia Butler at 70. Octavia Butler is a science fiction writer who has been having an amazing resurgence over the last few years.
So details on all the Matatu Festival events, and there's lots more of them, are at the Matatu Festival page on Facebook. Some of those events, by the way, are at Alina Studios in West Oakland and the Starline Social Club, also in Oakland. A couple of wonderful singers now.
Deacon Phillips, can you hear me? My dear old man, how are you there? I think my train is off the railing. Is there some way to get it clear?
That's Son Little, a.k.a. Aaron Livingston. He's from Philadelphia, and the song is Demon in the Dark. And this is kind of a prayerful communion, apparently with a gospel singer from 100 years ago. And I just think it shows how Son Little is really this amazing soul and blues singer who's in touch with the deepest roots of his music.
And he is a son of a preacher, and I think that so much comes out.
Yeah.
I love his new music, especially his new album, New Magic. It's intimate and haunting and beautiful from top to bottom.
Son Little plays the chapel in San Francisco this Wednesday, the 8th.
And another musician who puts on an amazing show, rising star Lizzo.
Look up in the mirror, oh my God, it's me. So much pride on me, I'm a prodigy. I'ma do my thing, no apology.
That was Houston-born rapper, now living in Minneapolis, Lizzo. And what I love about Lizzo, she worked briefly with Prince, and I can imagine that inspired her high-energy performance.
Yeah, it makes me want to dance. And I think you too, Alon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Lizzo will be at the Fillmore on Thursday, November 9th. And we have time for a shout-out. Alon, go ahead.
Shouting out author and womanist Alice Walker, who will be at Stanford University's Memorial Church.
Yeah, it's part of this Contemplation by Design series. And that is Wednesday, November the 8th at 7 p.m. And comedian and social satirist W. Kamau Bell has been named an artist in residence at Santa Clara University. He's going to kick off his residency with a show on Tuesday, November the 7th. Thanks so much, Alon Holt, for co-hosting the show.
And thank you, Sai, for having me.
We post details on all the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/arts and pick up our podcast at all the usual hotspots. And Alon, tell us how we can follow you.
Follow me on Instagram @AlonMoon.
I'm Sai Musiker. Follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.